Second half of Name That Tune. These guitars sound good. Alex has three, Steve has two. Me, Maitland, and Tommy available for parties.
I think round two is y'all's round.
I doubt it, but I'll give it a try.
I think you're going to love these next songs. And we continue on with Tuning Clue number six. In this song, the woman this lead singer is singing about is a big old tease. She takes her man halfway there, and it took him so long to find out she, no matter how hard he tried to please her, she only played one night stands. Oh, but he found out. He found out. Here is your tune, number six.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Ticket to Ride, the Beatles.
No!
Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
I'll start it over because this guitar sounds so good in tune number six.
Gosh dang it.
Free beer.
Free beer.
The Beatles, Day Tripper.
Yes. That's right.
That was the only way I was going to get one. Only way.
So good when you sing the guitar part.
Yes.
When it's like bam, 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 bam.
Great riffs.
Yeah.
I love George Harrison.
Me too. Unfortunately, you didn't love it enough to guess it.
No, no. Ooh. I know too many.
I'm a Beatles fan.
It throws me off.
I know too many.
I do. They all get molded in my or melded into my head.
I just know too much.
I do.
All right. Tuning clue number seven. This song is about the threat of nuclear war. The band's lead singer said it's about the romance of war and how we're all repelled and fascinated by it at the same exact time. Here is your tune, number seven.
Oh. Steve.
No, never
Steve.
Mind. Never mind.
What were you thinking never it mind. Was?
Steve? I was thinking it was an Offspring song.
No. The Iron Maiden, 2 minutes to midnight.
Okay. I recognized his voice for being Iron Maiden, but I'm like, I don't know this. I don't know Iron Maiden songs very well.
Is 2 minutes to midnight referring to the doomsday clock or whatever?
Yeah,
it is.
I believe so.
That's fun. We'll have to update this. It's like 45 seconds to midnight now.
Getting closer by the second.
All right, we continue on with Tuning Clue number eight. This is Name That Tune. That guitar sounds so good. The song started out being about censorship alone, but then some band members actually went to dinner with some Columbia record executives where they learned that some of those executives were vegetarians, and the conversation turned to the way that calves were raised in tiny boxes to be slaughtered for veal. I can't.
Got it.
Okay. All right. Here is your tune, number eight.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Alice in Chains, Man in the Box.
That's right.
Bye.
We've got three more tunes here for you. This is Name That Tune. That guitar sounds so good. Tune and clue number 9. A key line in this song comes when this band's lead singer sings about concert halls that echo with the sounds of a salesman. He came up with the line after hearing stage patter from other
Hot
bands
wings.
That they toured with. Hot Wings.
Rush, the spirit of radio.
Yes. I'm going to finish this clue and I'll play this for you. These bands that they would tour with would give the same spiel every night, often telling the audience that their particular city was the greatest city in the world and they had the best fans. Then Rush's lead singer said, "That's disingenuous and manipulative," and wrote this song.
Great show.
Here it comes. Like three songs in one at the beginning there.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
That's like us.
Plays that song that's so elusive, and the magic music makes your morning mood.
It's the nerdiest band of all time.
I like them.
They're a little nerdy, but so good.
What a terrible voice.
On your way to the open road, there is magic at your fingers.
Listen to how Hot Wings sounds, and he sounds close. No one would pay to see that.
They are nerds, though. I bet they just sit around talking about science and
I
stuff.
I like them as individuals, but oh, yeah. Good gravy. Oh,
so good.
By the way, can we go back to the... Iron Maiden song?
They are nerdy. Good gravy.
Exactly. Yeah. The audacity.
Good gravy.
No. Yeah. Nerds know nerds, man.
Golly willikers.
This nerd be nerding. Can we go back to the Iron Maiden song? There's something that the audience is pointing out that makes it even more ridiculous that none of us got that. Got that.
What?
That's where the clip we use every day for 1 minute of mayhem comes from. Mm. That song.
Oh, is it really?
And none of us got it.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, see, yeah, I knew
we
that.
We also didn't know that. Back to you.
All right, tuning clue number 10. These are the last two, so you guys need these to get back and catch up with Hot Wings or whatever, because they're worth however many points you need.
Oh, cool.
Individually.
Oh, wow, okay.
To beat Hot Wings. I'm ready.
Very generic.
There are those. Okay.
Tuning clue number 10.
It's like AI is doing this.
These are songs that have guitars in them that are so good. And this song, this lead singer has some great advice for you. If the real thing isn't doing the trick, you better make up something quick or you're going to burn to the wick. Here is your tune, number 10.
Tommy,
I think.
Barracuda by...
Say it,
Tommy. Oh, no.
Balin. Yes.
Yes.
Jeez, I was pulling the guitar here out there.
This is one of those songs I've heard 1,000 times, maybe 1,000,000, and I have no idea what most of the lyrics are. Not a clue. Other than her going, woo, barracuda.
Tommy, is this the song you caught your dad jamming on to Guitar Hero after he never played it in front of you?
Yeah, that's right. And then he got schooled by a 7-year-old who played the entire song backwards.
Like with the guitar behind
his
back.
Oh, the guitar behind his back. Yeah, he just had it reached around like he itched himself. And then my dad never played again.
We were just talking about Guitar Hero the other day because one of the songs came on that was on one of the Guitar Heroes. I was like, oh, man, I was badass at that, which makes sense.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he caught his dad. They came home from school one day, and his dad was jamming, and they had never seen him play before. And he was playing it, like, with all 5 buttons, wasn't he?
Mm.
Oh, man.
So it was clear he had been playing it for a minute.
Mm.
Sacrilegious for your dad.
Oh, he was on the moral high ground there.
Yeah.
Playing something electric?
The guy that voiced Book Jesus is playing Guitar Hero?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in the that was a missing part of the New Testament that they changed it.
There was no fuzz guitar in Scripture.
And Davy did reach into his bag and pull out a pick, and he did strum it.
Yeah, that was the guitar of destiny right there.
I just like the fact that your dad has Book Jesus on, yeah. on his resume. Yeah.
All right, final tune.
I was the voice on a voicemail system once for a small business.
Final tune, final clue. I name that tune. That guitar sounds so good. In 1995, Microsoft used this song in commercials to launch their Windows 95 operating system. It had a start button on the main screen.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
The Rolling Stones, Start Me Up.
Yeah. Nailed it.